Here in this country, we turn our attention now to a rising phenomenon among senior citizens. According to the National Council on the Aging, more and more senior citizens are taking out what's called a reverse mortgage in order to remain at home. Meet Ron Dwyer. He's lived most of his life just outside of Washington, D.C.
I'm 74 right now, and Silver Spring, when we moved out here, it was really at the sticks. And we just watched the place grow. You've got a big plaza across the street where I used to play ball and go in the woods over there. You used to hunt. Now it's a big Wheaton Plaza. It's really changed.
Dwyer and his wife inherited their home from his mother-in-law 20 years ago. After he retired, cash became tight, and they were afraid they'd lose their home. He and his wife obtained their reverse mortgage a few months ago. This type of loan allows people 62 or older to tap into their home's equity. But instead of making monthly payments to the mortgage company, it's the other way around. The lender pays the homeowner, either in a lump sum, monthly payments, or as a line of credit.
I know of no other loans where a payment isn't due until somebody's death.
Loan officer Jack Chandler calls reverse mortgages a tremendous opportunity for senior citizens who may be house rich but cash poor.
They can afford the gardener that they didn't have before. They can afford the housekeeper that they didn't have before. They can afford to take the prescription drugs that they were bypassing before. They can have the brand new car instead of the used vehicle. It changes people's lives.
The National Council on the Aging says the money could also be used to help cover the huge cost of long-term health care. Ron Dwyer says before he saw a flyer advertising the loan, he was struggling to pay bills.
When I was stronger, we had a home equity loan and another loan, and I was, paying it every month. But when I got to the point where I can't even hardly go out, it got to the point where I was putting my savings in and paying these bills, and but I didn't have the income in to put back into the savings. So when I heard about this, I figured, well, I'll check it out. And actually, this has saved my home.
Well, we have your loan officer on the line, Richard Wills, and I'd like to bring him into this conversation as well.
Sure.
Hello.
Mr. Wills, is the Dwyer situation typical of folks looking for reverse mortgages, or is he fairly atypical?
He's fairly typical. We're finding a lot of elderly people, 62 and over, who are eligible for this program. We're finding that at the end of the month, things are getting tough for many, many people, be it that an additional medical money or that say that they were working and now they're retired and their retirement is less take-home income than their business income. And what's happening is they're having a harder time paying off their mortgages and things like that.
Mr. Dwyer, what are you using the money for? Are you using it at all for any health care?
Just as a safety, because my wife's got Parkinson's, and I've got diabetes and congestive heart failure. Right now, on my her medication and mine, we're about $600 a month for the two of us.
What happens in Mr. Dwyer and Mrs. Dwyer's case was not only were they able, because they had so much equity in the house, not only were they able to pay off the mortgages, they were also able to have a line of credit under the program. And many people use this line of credit to pay off current medical bills that may have risen and that Medicare may only take care of a certain part of it, or their health insurance may only take care of a certain part of it.
One of the major emotional dilemmas for people like the Dwyers is whether they'll be able to pass on the family home to their children. The Dwyers have three children. Dwyer says he talked to them about the fact that there will be less for them to inherit.
Whatever's left after my wife and I passed away, they'll sell the house, pay off my reverse mortgage, and then whatever's left, they will divide up between them.
That's a very important concept with reverse mortgages and for people to understand. The people who take out a reverse mortgage, just like any other mortgage, you continue to own the property. Now, another thing that people have to realize that, number one, what they owe in most instances will grow larger because you're not required to make any payments on the loan. Number two, that there are fees attributable to this loan. What you have to do is you have to weigh the benefits versus the realities of life that you do have these payments. This program isn't for everyone. If you're dealing with a senior who has a substantial savings account and doesn't need the money for any specific purpose, then no, you'd be silly to enter into this program. But for people who need money for various different things, it's just a great program, and it's guaranteed by the government. They'll always be guaranteed to get their money, and you can never owe more on this loan than the value of your house. So if for some reason the value of the house tumbled drastically and there was no money left over and the house was, you actually owed more in the house, then that's where the federal government guarantees the loan and they step in to make the difference in the payment.
So it sounds like it was a big win-win for you, Mr. Dwyer, in your situation.
It was. What it was really was a burden on me to worry. I was worrying about when my savings run out, then they were going to have to foreclose on my equities. And he saved my home.
Ken Scholin of AARP says seniors should be cautious, though, about reverse mortgages. He says they should investigate alternatives.
Many states and localities have deferred payment loans for home repairs at a much lower cost, or they offer property tax deferment loans at a much lower cost. Area agencies on aging have a whole range of programs that you might qualify for. We even encourage people to think seriously about selling and moving. It may be the last thing on your mind, but if you're considering a reverse mortgage, you really should think hard about how much you could get for your home and other possibilities, places for you to live. Once you've seen those alternatives, it's easier to decide whether the cost of a reverse mortgage is worth it for you.
Reverse mortgages come due when the homeowner either moves or dies. At that point, the loans must be repaid along with interest and fees. Typically, heirs either sell or refinance the home. Reverse mortgages are still a tiny fraction of the lending market, although demand is up sharply in recent months. The National Council on Aging says about 13 million households could qualify for nearly $1 trillion in reverse mortgage loans. This could prove a boon to elderly Americans and the federal government, saddled with the health care cost of an aging population.